Welcome to you all, and welcome to all who are listening on Torah Anytime and other platforms. Thank you to all of you. In the brief time since my Sefer on Yetzias Mitzrayim, the breathtaking panorama has been released. The response has been out of this world. And to all inquirers who have asked, how do we get the Sefer? It is sold out of our local Judaica stores. Please be aware that it is available both through Feldheim Online, as well as Mosaica Press, as well as good old Amazon. And now to move on to our featured presentation. We are on the cusp of Seder night. At the Seder, we engage in Vihigadat Levincha, the conversation with our children, a most powerful exchange between the generations, creating the bloodstream of Mesorah itself. And what is the subject matter of this discussion? The story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The conventional understanding is as follows. Yetzias Mitzrayim contains within it the fundamentals of Amunah, the revelation of who Hashem is and how we relate to Him. And therefore, it is the fitting subject of this conversation, the bloodstream of Mesorah passing on the most primal tradition to our children. But I would like to suggest there is much more going on. There is a direct relationship between Vigadat Levincha, bonding with our children, and Yetzias Mitzrayim. In a sense, the conversation between parent and child is the triumph over Paro. Because what was Paro really seeking to do? What undergirds Paro's scheme of slavery? Well, the Torah tells us something fascinating. Paro observes the population spurt amongst Bnei Yisrael. Paru, Vayishritzu, Vayirbu. And he's worried that this multitudinous group of foreigners will be a fifth column, an enemy from within. And therefore, he says, Hava Nischak Malo, he engages in a slavery plan in order to stunt the population growth. As noted by Rishonim, this is a crude form of population control. What an interesting approach to deal with population control. Not sterilization or other more modern techniques, but slavery. This is a very different slavery narrative than other slavery narratives which we know, which are generally one of economic motivation, as in the horrific slavery which occurred in the South, here in our country, the United States. In the South, cotton was king, as they said. They were driven to produce textiles, and they felt they needed slaves to achieve this economic goal. Slavery in Mitzrayim, on the other hand, is very different, and we ought not conflate it. We ought to study it in its own context. It was a crude form of population control. As Rishonim explained, Paro thought slavery conditions would be physically crushing and render the people impotent and less fertile. And moreover, he believed that a people so crushed, so labor-weary, would be less motivated to engage in relationship, to engage in family building. You see, this way, he would, in an insidious form of social engineering, create a different sort of Jewish society, he thought. A Jewish society which was not family-focused, family-growth-focused. In a sense, much like many modern societies, in which children are not seen as a priority anymore. there are other priorities. Now, in the modern era, the other priorities are petty personal satisfaction, selfishness, and the like. In the case of Sheba and Mitzrayim, Paro believed it would be the struggle to survive, the all-encompassing struggle to survive, and the wretched conditions, which would simply de-incentivize the people from family building, relationship between husband and wife, child rearing, and so forth. But the Jewish people said no. And in our existential spiritual commitment to family life, we have been saying no ever since. The Jewish people said, I don't care how treacherous the conditions are. Chasanas, weddings will continue to occur in the ghetto. Babies will be born in the barbed wire of the camps, or in this original story, in the horrific conditions on the Nile Delta. As championed most of all by the women in Mitzrayim, who, as the sages, as Chazal tell us, what they did was they approached their labor-weary husbands, and they fed their husbands, they washed them, they lathered them, they drew them close. You see, they provided nurturance, that characteristically feminine attribute of being a nurturer. And they drew them close in this really heartwarming portrait of Chazal. They drew their husbands close to relationship, intimacy, and ultimately childbearing. And Chazal, the sages, credit these Nashim Tzidkaniyos, these righteous women, as the heroines of redemption. Now, while that teaching is generally well known and almost has become a cliche of sorts, in the merit of righteous women, our ancestors left Mitzrayim, it takes on entirely different meaning when studied in context, when developed in the context which we have laid out. The entire struggle, the to be or not to be question in Mitzrayim was, would we capitulate to Paro? Would we give in and disengage from family life? And the Jewish people, most of all our women, said no. Family is just that sacrosanct. We will never give in. And therefore at the Seder, when we embrace our children, when we engage with our children, this is that affirmation of victory over Paro. We remain a nation of the family. We remain a nation of Mesorah. We remain a nation of parent-child bond. This thought, this sentiment of mine, that the Vehigata to Levincha at the Seder is within itself an affirmation of triumph over Paro, is actually staring out at us from the text itself, from an explicit pasuk with Rashi, if we only take it in. Because the Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, when the Jewish people are preparing their Karban Pesach, when they are, so to speak, packing their bags, getting ready to leave Mitzrayim, and Moshe's telling them what to anticipate, what to expect, not only in their immediate journey out of Mitzrayim, but beyond future generations as a redeemed people. He says, V'hayu kisavo al aretz, you'll come to the land, you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll celebrate Starim. V'hayu kiyomru aleichem b'necha ma'ha avoda hazos lachem. Your children are going to ask you, what is this all about? And you are going to engage in the Haggadah. You're going to answer your children. The pasuk continues, V'yikuram v'yishtachu. The people prostrate themselves. They bow in thanksgiving upon hearing all of this. Explains Rashi, they're thanking Hashem not only for the news that they'll be redeemed, not only for the news that they'll enter Eretz Yisrael, but al besuras habanim, the news that they will have children, as evident by the fact Moshe is saying in the future, when you reach the land, you will continue to have starim with children asking Seder questions, the Manashtana. You see, we're going to have children, and therefore they bow in thanksgiving. Now, on the face of it, this might sound peculiar. They're thanking Hashem for the promise of children, for the news they will have children, as evident by the fact there'll be a Seder with children? Most people take children for granted. That a nation will continue to rear descendants? But you see, and especially considering the greater context of the story which we have developed, you see, having children was not something these people took for granted at all. It was the great to be or not to be question. For them, the knowledge that they would have children, this was their most ardent hope, their most elusive dream. And moreover, what is it that marks the fulfillment of this redemptive dream? What is the vision of having children and triumphing over Paro? The children at the Seder, says the Torah, who will ask Mahavod Hazos Lachem. Here we have, laid bare in a simple pasuk with Rashi, our entire presentation tonight. When our children ask us the Manash Tana, and when we answer them, and we engage in this organic dialogue, creating the bloodstream of Mesorah itself, this is the affirmation of triumph over Paro. This is the great ethos of Jewish family life, when a Jewish people face down then on the Nile Delta and continues to face down in a postmodern age, a society which looks down at family life. In a postmodern age, it is a society that looks askance at us and tells us children are a parasite of sorts. Children suck away your energy. Children deny self-fulfillment. And we say no. Children, Mesorah, this gives all meaning of life to life. Without this, life would not be worth living. The divine, our connection to Hashem, everything purposeful and meaningful, we find in V'higadata Levincha. We have been resisting such attempts at social engineering to give up on family life from time immemorial in Mitzrayim, and we continue to prevail. Hold your children close this Seder night. Affirm this most sacred value at all through V'higadata Levincha. Thank you very much.